Welcome to the Into the Wild podcast, where we'll be interviewing outdoor junkies like ourselves about their experiences in nature. We hope to use this platform to continue learning and growing as both individuals and as an organization. We hope that you will accompany us on this journey of understanding the thrills others seek in the outdoors, the incredible memories and learning opportunities that can come from safari experiences, and how the conversations we have can begin to make the outdoors a more just and equitable space for all people.
Hey, today's a bittersweet episode. We're welcoming the Into the Wild seniors to the studio for a senior send-off. To start, will you guys all please say where you're from? Oh, your name, where you're from, and when you joined the Into the Wild team, please.
Hi, everybody. I'm Emma. I am from outside of Boston, Massachusetts, and I joined Into the Wild my sophomore year.
Hello, everyone. My name is Morgan. I am from Wyoming, and I joined Into the Wild my freshman year.
Hey, I'm Maggie. I'm from Denver, Colorado, and I joined my sophomore year.
Hi, I'm Maddie. I'm from Tacoma, Washington, and I joined my sophomore year.
What up, y'all? I'm Catherine. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I joined Into the Wild my sophomore year.
I'm Dylan. I'm from San Francisco, and I joined my sophomore year.
I'm Matt. I'm from San Jose, and I joined my sophomore year.
And I'm Will. I'm from San Diego, and I joined my freshman year.
All right. I'm really excited to have all of you on the podcast today. This is a very, very special episode. So the first question we have for you guys is, what are some of your favorite Into the Wild memories?
Okay, I'll start us off here. Definitely a few. I mean, I think trips are always a huge highlight for everyone. That goes without saying. But for me, actually, funnily enough, it was my first and last overnight. It's kind of a tie. My first one was Cone Peak with Kate, and I remember it snowed at the top. It was an advanced trip, but the participants all took it really well, and Kate's sleeping bag was completely soaked, so we were in the same bag that entire night. Yeah, so that was definitely a highlight and big learning curve for me. And then the other one was Henry Co. with Miss Maggie Dubas herself. And I took just three participants out there for the first time backpacking. And it was just great weather and a super smooth trip and the perfect way to wrap it all up. So, yeah. Emma?
Yeah, one of my favorite Into the Wild memories was my first spring break trip that I led. I led it with Miss Maddie Huang and Audrey Bland. Shout out. It was a wonderful trip. All of our participants were just super great. And I think the week-long trips are also really influential and really great because you can get to know your participants and your co-leaders a lot more in-depth. And I had a lot of fun.
I also was going to say that trip as one of my favorite memories, specifically on the last night when we were in Joshua Tree and we had a lot of hiccups along the road, but we were like on the last rides of our trip and there was just a bunch of shooting stars and we all got to sit there and just enjoy that together. It was really cool.
I'll hop in with my spring break trip too. That was led with Miss Maggie Dubas, Michael Nocerino, and Dylan Stegman on the Lost Coast Trail. It was epic. That is a notoriously rainy, gray trail, and we were all preparing for it and got blown away by, I don't think it rained like once on our entire week, which none of us were expecting. But I love spring break trips, obviously, but I have a soft spot for adventure trips, especially a lot of us on the leadership team, us seniors, came in as freshmen that went on adventure trips. And with COVID, and then I was abroad my junior fall, so I got to lead. I got to go on an adventure trip my freshman year and then lead one of my senior year, which was really, really cool. And one of my favorite things that Into the Wild does for incoming freshmen.
Yeah, so going off that, Catherine, adventure trips, how do you all feel like Into the Wild has influenced your time at Santa Clara personally and professionally? And what made you want to join this organization?
I think what made me want to join originally was that I had been involved in a few trips my freshman year and met a lot of cool people, and that kind of is what prompted me to join. And I think the impact has been far-reaching in terms of not only what I've learned in terms of leadership, but also my social experience here at Santa Clara. So yeah, that's what I'd say.
For me though, I think what it's taught me is definitely how to juggle a lot of different things at one time. I mean, that's what everyone always says, but it is very true. And also just working with your best friends, that's not easy, but it's very, very rewarding. So big learning curve in terms of, you know, balancing the fun side and the professional side. So yeah, that's probably mine.
Cool. Okay, so reflecting on your time at Santa Clara and what Dylan and Morgan were just saying about the importance of Into the Wild, why do you all think that an outdoor program is important at a college, and what would you say to incoming freshmen to encourage them to look into the wild as an opportunity to take advantage of?
I mean, I think socially, Into the Wild, or at least a lot of people focus on the social aspects of Into the Wild and how you can meet a lot of friends and new people and just have new experiences. But I think just having an opportunity to go outside and experience nature is of equal importance, if not more. Just from the benefits of getting away from campus, getting away from technology, and being with yourself and others in a different space.
I agree. I think especially as an underclassman, like, you're so overstimulated at college, like 24/7, you're with people all the time, and there's all this pressure to be socializing. And I think Into the Wild trips provide a technology-free, like Emma said, also just like a relatively small group, and you can really foster like amazing connections in the course of like a couple days or even a day trip. I know, I think a lot of us have that experience. So I think it's I think you come back grateful for college and the college experience, but it's also super refreshing to take, you know, a day or so away from it.
As a current freshman on the team with 3 years ahead of me, I'm curious if you guys have any wisdom to your fellow leaders on the team.
I would say always remember how lucky you are to be a part of an organization like this. I think because Into the Wild is a lot of work, sometimes we can get caught up in that and it can seem like a burden to have to like plan trips and set aside personal time. But I know whenever I was like actually on my trips, I realized like how much I needed to be out there and like be with these people and have these experiences. So like always being grateful that you're able to do this and be in this position and also do it for yourself and others.
We just had a little bit of a rearrangement. There's only so many seats in front of the mics. So I'm going to repeat the question I just asked for the new people on the mics. Do you guys have any wisdom for your fellow leaders on the team?
I would say, like, don't forget your own love for the outdoors and make sure you set aside time to, like, actually pursue your own hobbies as well. Like, go backpacking or skiing or whatever it is that you enjoy separate of these trips so you don't, like, lose that touch and it doesn't become too much of a business kind of thing.
I'd agree. Some of the best trips that we've had, I think, have been just like with fellow leaders when we decide to go out for a weekend and have just like go backpacking at Sword Lake or something. So definitely take time to do that. I know we only have so many weekends, but it's well worth it to do it.
I'd also add to take full advantage of all the people that you meet, like on trips, and that's just like a really special opportunity, to meet new people from a variety of different backgrounds across campus, and as leaders, I think that's just a very unique thing. So yeah,
I agree. I think that all the seniors just came back from our alumni retreat where past Into the Wild leaders come and we go camping for a weekend. And something that I was like, when I was an underclassman, I was like, oh, I don't want to ask, you know, this senior to hang out. I don't want to bother them or, you know, feel like I'm a burden. And I think once you join Into the Wild, like, we're all a friend group, like, sort of like Dylan was saying, like, don't be afraid to reach out, whether it be alumni, seniors, and all that. Like, I feel like your grade in college or your year doesn't really matter within the community of leaders.
I love that, and I think I already feel that as a freshman. I'm curious how you guys think your time with Into the Wild has influenced your current life and how you think it's going to influence your life beyond. Will, I think you should start us off.
Into the Wild has definitely impacted my college experience as far as getting outdoors more, and that's something that I'll carry with me into my young adult life alongside all the friends that I've developed through this organization.
How do you think Into the Wild will continue to influence your life beyond college?
I think just the experience that we've all gained as leaders in the outdoors has really shaped us as individuals as far as being able to handle challenging experiences or new situations that might arise in difficult regions like the backcountry. So that'll definitely help in our young adult lives as far as our own personal explorations that we do out in nature.
So as Cooper, Izzy, and I still have some time left at Santa Clara and with Into the Wild, we're curious if where you all hope to see the organization go in the future, within the next year, the next 5 years, 10 years, and yeah.
I hope that the organization continues to grow as far as participant numbers and continues to be the premier outdoor organization amongst colleges in the United States. Santa Clara has a special position in California as far as our access to the outdoors, and Into the Wild definitely takes advantage of that. And I would love to see the club grow as far as the amount of people that we can get to also take advantage of those nature experiences that we can offer.
I'd love to see the school like help out a lot more financially, and then just make it more accessible for more people to come on these trips too. Because as we know, it's not always accessible, and that's really not something that we're always able to help on, just because these kinds of trips are a little expensive or hard to plan and whatnot. But yeah, that'd be a cool future goal.
Yeah, totally agree and want to echo what both Will and Matt have said. But I think the biggest thing for me is just staying true to the actual mission of what we do, which is running safe, accessible, sober trips for the student body. And I think just expanding the trips that we offer and trying to partner with as many different organizations and RSOs and CSOs as we can, as well as, you know, working with faculty and trying to just run as many different trips as we possibly can, is the best way to expand our outreach and just continue to have an impact on the university level. So that's really what I hope to see, is just like continued engagement with the student body.
I'm curious what you guys were expecting to get out of joining this club, or like what were some things that surprised you?
Personally, I was expecting a lot of experience with getting beginners out into nature in the backcountry. That's the main thing that we do as leaders within Into the Wild, is our job and responsibility is to get new faces and fresh people out into the outdoors and inspire them to have a love for nature. So that's definitely an expectation that I had coming into being a part of this organization. And I would say that I definitely fulfilled those goals that I had for myself of doing that for others.
I was definitely surprised coming in or out of Into the Wild, just in the sense of how much I've grown personally and professionally. I think Into the Wild has gave me a lot of experience, as we mentioned before, dealing with conflicts, dealing in difficult scenarios. And I think a lot of that will progress and I'll carry on as I move into a new career and out after college.
So I'm, oh, go ahead.
I would also add that from my personal experience, I was expecting a lot of like hard skill things to be important in terms of leading trips, but was surprised that, or I guess not surprised, but I think I didn't anticipate how much soft skills matter on trips and how much that has developed across all leaders throughout the organization during their time here.
Going off of what Will said about personal goals, I'm curious what some of your guys' personal goals were coming into the leadership team and like going through the lit process. Like I know that Jules had us brainstorm stuff like that. So yeah, does anyone want to share?
I think a lot of our personal goals were just to grow as leaders. I mean, as participants on these trips, as students at Santa Clara University, we saw amazing leaders before us that were part of the organization and in older generations. And so I think I can speak on behalf of all of us that our goal was to be like them and to be cool people that inspire others to also be outdoors in nature.
So I'm curious if any of you can touch on a very specific memory or experience that you had leading an Into the Wild trip that really influenced your perspective on life and how you approach things. I know that I have a lot of those, and I'm sure you all do too. So if there's anything that you kind of draw back on throughout your life after leading a trip.
I'll go with that one. So Dylan and I led a spring break trip to Utah, and the first night was a bit chaotic because it was very windy, very cold. A lot of people weren't expecting like inclement weather and being uncomfortable, and everyone just kind of had to make do with what you had. And it was that kind of idea of being comfortable, being uncomfortable that we're imparting onto our participants, and like being able to laugh in the face of like adversity and stuff like that, and kind of bringing everyone together closer to like overcome an obstacle is just something that's really important to impart on people.
I do remember that, and I also had a similar takeaway of how it's not only our job to like bring people into the outdoors and like babysit them, but it's also to help facilitate their own personal growth in terms of pushing their discomfort in a safe and appropriate way that aligns with their pace of change. And I think that has been particularly helpful in applying to the trips that I've led after Utah.
I would say that leading trips have definitely helped me look at like the bigger picture of a situation. Like you can have a lot of bad moments on a trip and it still overall be a really good trip. So I think looking at challenges or adversities you face, like it's more something that you get through and not something that stops you. So it's like been really like eye-opening to kind of have that sort of mindset.
Piggybacking off Maddie and Dylan's points there, resiliency is something that we impart onto our participants a lot through these Into the Wild trips. One trip in particular where me, Morgan, and Jules were in Kauai dealing with difficult terrain and weather and trail conditions, we had resiliency throughout that trip. And it was amazing to see participants be able to have personal growth that they didn't expect themselves, and to gain qualities that they didn't think they had deep within them inside themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that trip... I'm glad you brought that up, Will, because that's exactly what I would have said too. And I know you, Jules, also, I'm sure have spoken about this, but I think for me, it was just learning to trust others and also just knowing, you know, like when to ask for help. I mean, on this trip, we ended up fully trusting a man that lived off of the land, just on the side of the trail. And, you know, in the moment, that was just absolutely what was correct. And I think all of us like knew that what we were doing was right. But I think in hindsight, like that aspect and also what you said, Will, in terms of like resiliency, just realizing like, yes, things frequently go wrong, but how can we, you know, navigate and improvise and find a plan B or C or D? And so definitely the Kauai trip really, really taught us that.
This isn't quite as intense as what's been discussed, but one of my favorite things and ways that I think I've grown and just it's like shaped my mindset from leading trips is one of your jobs as a leader is to be facilitating conversations with everyone. Maybe if someone's hanging behind or hasn't really fallen into, you know, a conversation or a group within your overall trip. I've really enjoyed getting to talk to so many different kinds of people, talking to them and incorporating them, you know, into the overall group. And it's just been amazing to see, you know, a group of eight completely different, random, you know, not random, but just eight entirely different people, you know, on a trip, all being bonded over the course of a weekend or whatnot. And I think that's definitely given me confidence and in, you know, being able to facilitate group discussion and just having, like, sort of trusting the process of a group bonding. And I think that's definitely applied, you know, beyond the wild trips, of being able to make conversation, ask good questions, and sort of incorporate everyone into one group.
So now that you're seniors, is there any advice that you would give to your freshman self?
Soak it all in. It goes by fast. I think we're all pretty bummed or definitely like reminiscing on the past 4 years. So I know that freshman year is really hard. And obviously, like, looking back with rose colored glasses, you can kind of forget some of the struggle points because it is a huge adjustment. So give yourself, you know, grace as you adjust to college, but soak it up for sure.
I would just say yes to as many things as you can. I mean, know your boundaries and don't burn yourself out by any means, but just say yes to things. I mean, some of my fondest memories are of like last minute plans where I'm like randomly biking to Santa Cruz with Kate or going backpacking like on a last minute like whim. So yeah, just leaning in and going for it, I'd say.
This is kind of niche, but I think you should spend a summer in Santa Clara if you have the opportunity to. Some of my favorite memories have been just hanging around Santa Clara, like in the summer. There's amazing camping and backpacking you can do, obviously, in the summer. Pretty much everything's open. And it's just awesome to be like hanging around all your friends without the stress of homework and school and everything.
I would just say that this is a really weird time of life, but it's also the best time of life because you're living about two blocks away from all of your best friends and everyone your age. So really just soak that aspect of it all in. And again, like Morgan said, say yes to things, even if it's just like, hey, want to come over and make dinner together. And that can be like a weekly plan, but like this is like 4 years where you really get to say yes to that because nothing else is in your way. And homework can always wait. The test can wait, I swear.
As Claire French would say, you can retake a class, but you can't relive a party. And we stand by that.
Okay, so now I'm going to bring you through an exercise. So close your eyes and picture yourself in 20 years from now. Maybe you're married. Maybe you have children. Maybe you have done some incredible expeditions and summited an insane mountain. And then you think back to Santa Clara and Into the Wild. What are you remembering about your time with Into the Wild? If there's a memory, a word, what comes to mind?
For me, I think it's passion. And for the last question, I agree with everyone being like, yeah, let's say yes, let's say yes, let's all do things and try everything because it's college and it's your one opportunity. But I think it's also important what Catherine said is to know your boundaries and know yourself. This is also a time to really do the things that you want to do. So say yes to things, but also reflect on what you're doing and ask yourself if it's actually what you want to do and if it makes you happy. And for me, that's what I learned from Into the Wild is being outside and helping other people get outside and have these experiences is what makes me happy. And I think that's going to take me into the future. And I'd look back on it and just be grateful that I know that that's what my passion is in life.
Yeah, I totally agree with Emma. Into the Wild was honestly one of my first introductions into the outdoor space. And it's something that I'm going to continue to explore just throughout the rest of my life. So whenever I'm outside, whenever I'm backpacking or skiing or doing anything crazy, I'll think back to like the first moments that I got to enjoy those things. And I'll always be with this group and with this organization.
I would say people and places would come to mind. All the wonderful places that I have been fortunate enough to go with wonderful people, and hopefully some of those people are still in my life.
To add on, I would say intention. Into the Wild has taught me to act with intention as far as whatever you might be doing, whether that's collaborative work with a co-leader or a peer, or that's individual purposes or goals that you're trying to accomplish. So I think looking back on my time through Into the Wild, I'll know that I've learned how to act with intention.
Community is probably the biggest thing I'll look back on and be thankful for. A lot of the things that I've been doing lately have just been introduced or I've gotten into with people here, like mountaineering with Dylan Stegman and like get out there and trying to split board and just kind of learning the ropes with it. And then also an alumni 2 years ago graduated, John Elstad, introduced me to outdoor climbing a couple years ago. So yeah, the community is great. And then just being able to be introduced to all those things is something that I'll always be grateful for.
Yeah, I would just say not only like the hard skills that I've learned from all the leaders, but also the soft skills, as we've all said. But I've also, going back to community, I've made like some of my best friends in this organization, whether it be, you know, on trips from that first adventure trip that I had or leading other people on trips. There's people I still, you know, say hi to on campus. I see around. I'm still hanging out with that were my own participants. So I just think our community within our leadership team, but also beyond that, is amazing. And again, I really hope that in, you know, that 20-year time, they're still in my life.
I have a question for our three young underclassmen podcast hosts here. I'm wondering what you guys are excited about for Into the Wild as the older generation of leaders grows and graduates and the newer generation comes in.
This past year, I had the opportunity to train all of the new leaders that came onto the team and teach them all about Into the Wild and how we worked and get to hear all of their passion and excitement and curiosity throughout that 10 weeks. And it was really inspiring to work with them and kind of learn from each other, because although I was the one, you know, teaching the actual in and outs of Into the Wild, I was really learning from them and hearing what they had to say about what they thought we could improve on and different trips that they wanted to lead. And it was really refreshing to be able to work with new faces. And I'm really excited for the future and like the next year of getting new faces on this team and leading some pretty awesome trips that we have for adventure trips in the fall. And I just see a lot of potential growth for our organization next year and to really solidify what we have already established on campus and grow.
Yeah, I think I can echo a lot of those points. I'm really excited for everything that Into the Wild has going for it. But I'm also really excited for change. I think change in general is a good thing. Whether it be adversity, you become stronger afterwards, or if it's change for the better, it's for the better. So I'm really excited for all the new ways that we will be able to take Into the Wild, for all the new leaders that we'll soon welcome onto the team. And yeah, I'm just really excited to see where it goes and to be along for the ride.
To echo what both of them just said, I will be the LIT trainer next year, so I'm really excited to be able to experience what Jules just touched on. And as a freshman, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to have this year to kind of get my bearings with Into the Wild. And then I have 3 full years to grow exponentially. And I feel like I have a really nice launch pad after this year. One of our final questions for you guys would be, what impact do you believe you have left as a class of leaders on Into the Wild?
I mean, I don't know if this is very broad, but I think we're the last couple leaders we were all freshmen, I guess, when COVID hit. And I think that was very influential on campus. And so I think just as a class, we had that notion of what Into the Wild was before COVID and tried to pass those same ideals and traditions on to you all.
That's a great point, Emma. Yeah, culture is something that we have strived to upkeep and maintain within the Into the Wild leadership team. And we do that in order to have the same output of trips that we run and the quality of these trips for our participants. Because in the end,
the only thing that matters is the students and the people that engage with our organization.
I think an important lesson is that I've tried to emulate on all my trips is like the experience of type 2 fun and like your willingness to endure something and still come out of it laughing and realizing when you look back on it, it actually wasn't too bad, even though you might have been working it up before you go into it.
Just to echo Matt, I'd say we're a very big class, but we're also a class of chillers. And we, although we may get ourselves into a lot of type 2 fun, I think we push ourselves well through it and we're able to kind of like hype participants up to do it, get that kind of ability out of them, which I find really impressive. But yeah, I think we all are, we have like very good heads on our shoulders. We stay level headed. And that's something I've learned definitely from all of them around me.
So do you have anything else you want to share in the podcast? Any questions for us? Anything at all that's coming to mind? If not, that's okay. Nothing?
Sign up for adventure trips.
I would also just say keep podcasting and like keep this alive. I think there's so many, you know, things that we have going on within the org, like little side hobbies that different leaders take in different directions. So keep those up. And if you're passionate about something, lean into that, because your position or whatever role you may hold within the org is totally like what you do with it. It's up to you to make things happen. No one's going to come in and tell you, or like, it's totally like in your hands. So yeah, I would say this among many other things.
Yeah, to piggyback off that, you're surrounded by so many people that have so many different outdoor hobbies that you may or may not have tried or have even thought of or been interested in. And just take those opportunities to try new hobbies and see like what kind of things you enjoy doing. You're surrounded by so many people with different skill sets. Like, it's a really unique opportunity to try different hobbies and whatnot.
Cool. Thank you guys for coming into the podcast today. We are so lucky to have you all on the team, and we are looking forward to see all that you accomplish in the next years and hope that you stay in touch and aren't strangers. And with that, we will conclude our senior send-off.